Stop me if you heard this before. Production is flat. You need more patience. You need more marketing. You need a better funnel. You need to buy technology. You need strategy. In fact, you've probably heard those things from me. Well, this episode, I'm going to tell you something. I'm tired of hearing it, and I know you are too. Look, if you're 45 plus, or you're just exhausted, more patience, more technology, more funnels, it isn't a solution. It's a threat. You don't need more hustle. You don't necessarily need more strategy. What you probably need is to fix the engine before you add more fuel. Today, we're going to stop gaslighting ourselves, and we're going to talk about biological ROI. Welcome back. I'm Dr. Tarun T-Bone Agarwal, and I want to wish myself a happy 50th birthday because I just turned 50, and that's the reason I'm doing this episode. And our mission here is to level the playing field for individual dentists. And here's the reality. You're getting squeezed by insurance, by inflation, by people like me. But mostly, you're getting squeezed by an industry telling you to keep doing more when you probably have nothing left to give. It's time to even those odds. Quick note. I'm a dentist. I fix teeth. I take out teeth. I put in new teeth. I don't fix brains. I don't fix thyroids. I don't fix blood work. This episode is not medical advice. It's business advice from a biological medical lens. I'm sharing principles and personal experience. Everything I've done and am doing is under supervision. I've done a lot of research and listening, but it's under supervision of lab work and a functional medical doctor. Don't cowboy the things I'm going to talk about. Get a pro. What are we going to cover today? The more is better trap. Why new tech and marketing fail when you're tired. The biological ROI framework, muscle, gut, and focus. The execution, what I'm doing with labs, wearables, sleeps, the how-to. The wisdom edge, how to grow without grinding. That's what happens when you get a little bit older. You have the wisdom edge. Who needs to listen to this? Honestly, it's probably two of you. The plateaued veteran who's bought all the toys, who's done the marketing or doing the marketing, but is just too tired to lead and grow. Or it's the almost or burned out dentist who just keeps doing all the things, is tired of everything, just wakes up and just doesn't have the energy. I say both these people because they're both me. Look, I just turned 50. So I don't want to consider myself a plateaued veteran, but honestly, if I was really being honest, I'm pretty close. I got a lot left to give. I got a lot of wisdom in me. Hell, many of you listening are direct recipients of that wisdom. But about halfway through this year, I woke up one day and I just had nothing to give. And I want to share that with you. It's what's made me good in my career, is my ability and desire and willingness to share. So really listen to this episode. Really listen to it multiple times. Share it. Processes it. Have an internal look. Let's be real. I can't speak for everybody. I can speak for the practices we coach. Half 2025 was a growth year. Half 2025 was a flat year. For me personally, in my practice, Raleigh Dental Arts, 2025 was a flat year. My bottom line was down. My dental brain, you know, my everything that's made me who I am screamed, market more, add procedure, have more meetings, work with team, grind harder. I went to the same well that I've always gone to that's always worked before. Willpower, a little bit of ego. Not so much caffeine, but a little bit of caffeine. But my body and the results kept saying no. I didn't get the results. And I realized something scary. You know, these strategies that worked from age 30 into my early 40s, they're great strategies, but they're not working for the last few years for me. And it's not because the strategy was bad, because I know the strategies aren't bad because I'm seeing it work in dozens and dozens, almost hundreds of practices out there. The reality is, I didn't have the biological margin to execute my strategies the way I once did. And that's hard to say and even harder to admit. You know, the standard advice is failing. We've all done it. Especially if you're 45 plus, this will hit home. You've bought the CBCT, but you're too tired at 3 p.m. to present the big case. So it sits there. You hired the marketing agency, but you secretly resent the new patients because you just want to go home. You've tried to lead the team, but you're so inflamed and your mind is so foggy, you just accept mediocrity to avoid conflict. The problem isn't the strategy. The problem is the operator. The problem is me. The problem is you. Your body's not performing the way it once did. So when your year's flat, don't necessarily look at your marketing budget. Look at your energy bucket. Look at your biological bucket. Flat is the warning light on the dashboard. It means the owner is the bottleneck, and it probably means the owner is running on fumes. The diagnosis: if you don't manage energy, you start managing consequences. And I am telling you this very openly and honestly from what I'm seeing in my own dental practice. You know, I'm 26 and a half years into dentistry now. And in my 26 and a half years, I've probably run and worked 40 to 45 years. And probably until a year or so ago, I didn't take care of myself. And I'll argue, I still don't take care of myself. It just, and your energy goes down and your body starts screaming. And then you start having some of the trouble that many of you are feeling. Some of us, it shows up as burnout, irritability. Some of us, we power through the burnout. We power through the, well, it's hard to power through the irritability, but we power through the irritability, but we don't get the results. Where's your fuel going? You know, this week, I want you to do an energy overhead audit. List number one. The drains. What are things that drain you of energy on a day-to-day basis? Late-day complex procedures when you're probably at your weakest. Insurance friction. Vampire pain-in-the-butt patients. You know, difficult team members. List B. What is the fuel that fires you up? High-value clinical procedures. Strategic leadership. You know, the action I want you to take from this is I want you to stop treating all hours as equal hours because you can't. When you reach a certain point biologically, and look, it's not just because of what age you are. Like, this age can show up at 40 because of your biology. It can show up at 60 because of your biology. This is not a number. This is not an age number. This is understanding that when you're not getting the results you want and you're doing the strategy and you're putting them into action, I want you to learn to look at something else. Stop treating all your hours as equal. And here's the hard truth. If your practice requires you to be a superhero every day just to break even, you don't have a business. You have a high-stake job that is outgrowing your body. Let me say that again. If your practice requires you to be a superhero more each year just to make the same, you don't have a business. You have a high-stakes job that is outgrowing your body and the other shoe is going to drop. I am unwilling to let myself get there. I'm unwilling to let the shoe drop because honestly, you can't afford to. There's, as you get a little bit older, there's less years to make it up. So you've got to do something different. So let me talk to you about my biological ROI. One, muscle equals practice equity. I wanted me to stop thinking of gym as vanity. You know, I would always think of if you go to the gym, it's, you want to look good. You want to have these big muscles. You want to be all these things because you want to look good. And what I've learned to think of it, what I've learned to accept is I need to start thinking of muscle as durability because muscle loss leads to a metabolic crash. The clinical reality, you cannot lead for the next decade if you're physically falling apart by 1 or 2 o'clock in your schedule, or you're just physically falling apart before you even start your day. Your posture, your back health, your stamina, that's your biological equipment and muscle strength. Like, I didn't understand this until 6 months ago. I always thought of muscles as strength and looking good and all those things would be things I just don't care about. Muscle is durability. It is your metabolic fuel to fuel your body. So what am I doing? Every week, I have 2 to 3 quote-unquote strengths, and I laugh when I say this a little bit, okay, because I am not one to talk about going to the gym. In fact, I really don't go to the gym. But a couple of times a week, 2 to 3 times a week, I get on my, I have a little AI, you know, gym in my bedroom. I used to have it in my garage. I didn't use it as much, so I put it next to my bed so I would use it more, and I get on there. And I make it a habit no matter what. I get on 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. It doesn't matter to me. Like today, I got in 30 minutes. 2 to 3 strength sessions per week, non-negotiable. You know, I have this gym called Speedience. I used to have a Total. It didn't come with my half. So I got a new Speedience gym. It uses these cables and, you know, it's like resistance. But what I love about it is I just get on there. I do the program. It remembers how much weight I had. It ups my weight, downs my weight based on that. It just kind of does it for me. And I just get on there and I just go. I put it on the schedule like it was a $5,000 production block. I made it important to me. You know, you wouldn't cancel a full arch case because you felt busy. Don't cancel your health. Don't cancel your muscle building health. I'm not trying to put on big muscles. I'm just trying to get stronger. And 2 to 3 times a week, 15, 20, 30 minutes is enough for me right now. And what I know, knowing me, I'll get a little bit more involved. I'll get a little bit more into it and I'll get more serious about it. Don't cancel your health. Make it a priority in your schedule. Inflammation. Ooh, it's like the hidden tax. Inflammation is the overhead category nobody tracks. How does it show up in your body? Brain fog, slower clinical judgment, slower response time. Irritability, the team culture killer. Reactivity, how long it takes to make a decision. It shows up as weak leadership. You know, the reality is you don't need more motivation. You need less inflammation. Let me say that again because this is one that really hit home for me. You don't need more motivation because I kept saying I'm not motivated the way I used to be, the way I once was. And there's some truth to that. But man, what I found out, my body was on fire. And not fire in a good way. It was inflamed, screaming. I'd wake up stiff. I'd wake up my joints hurting. It would take me 5 minutes of moving around just to be able to walk normally. It's just inflamed. Focus is your most expensive tech. you know, my age 30, 35, even late 30s, I had a shotgun approach. I had unlimited energy for everything. I could just do it, do it, do it. Now that I'm hit age 50, I take a more sniper approach. Limited energy, high impact. Mistake that we've made, the mistake I've been making is we spend expensive energy on cheap problems. The action, make a sniper list. The one move that makes the day a win, not 10. Stop making a list of, you make your list. Only focus on one thing. Just focus on one thing. We're doing this in our mastermind program. Each quarter, we're going to focus on one key result, the sniper list. One move that makes the day a win, one move that makes the quarter a win, not 10. You cannot do 10. If you're 30, if you're 25, 30, you have no choice but to do 10. But when you get to your mid-40s and above, one move that makes the difference. I want you to hear this. You cannot lead an A-player team while running on C-minus fuel. If you think you don't have time for this, you don't have time not to. The cost is your patience, your performance, and your longevity, not to mention your business. You cannot lead an A-player team while running on C-minus fuel. Don't guess, measure. Let's speak dental for a second. You would never cut into a patient for an implant without a CBCT or an X-ray. It would possibly be malpractice. You need to see the bone, you need to know what you're doing, you need to know where the nerve is, you need all those things. So why was I trying to run my own biology without data? Why was I guessing at my health? Why did I just say, oh, I'm going to walk 10,000 steps, I want to get on a treadmill, I'm going to go do yoga? Those things worked. They got me to a point, but then they stopped working. And then I just looked at myself and said, I'm just not yogaing hard enough. I'm not running hard enough. I'm not doing X, Y, Z. And then I gave up. I literally gave up because I wasn't seeing the results. And what I came to find out is I was trying to get results without any data that would point me to where I needed to get result. So what's the scorecard? I hired a functional MD, not covered by my insurance. Look, most of us make enough money. All of us, if you listen to this podcast, for God's sake, you may have a spending problem, but you make enough money. This is not expensive. It's not cheap. It's necessary. I found a great functional MD in my area. I pay an annual fee, concierge medicine, more than just access. It's a different way of thinking. And most of us, we do blood work once a year. My protocol that we're following is I do quarterly blood work with my functional MD, a full panel every quarter to track trends, to see what's working, to make adjustments, not once a year, not basics, deep. And the buckets that we look at with my blood work, remember, I'm not giving you medical advice. You may disagree. You may agree. You may be way beyond me. It's okay. I'll get there at my own time. If you have suggestions, reach out to me. Let me know because I'm all ears. I'm looking at the metabolic score, my energy, my insulin resistance, my glucose level, my cardiovascular. What's my long-term risk? Hormones. How's my body hormones doing? How are they trending? Because when you hit a certain age, they start trending downwards. And that data is starting to turn a mystery into a plan. So get blood work more than once a year. At least get blood work once a year, but get real blood. I shouldn't say real blood work. Get a more detailed scorecard in blood work. Something beyond your typical CBC. Okay, let's go deeper. The other thing I added, I'm wearing a Whoop. You know, there's an Aura band, but I'm wearing a Whoop. You know, I wear it not for ego. Like, I don't need this for ego. Nobody's going to look at me and say I'm like a picture-perfect person of health. If those of you that have known me know I've dramatically transformed my body and my health in the last three years, but I wear this because, one, My Apple Health was giving it to me, but dude, that thing drove me nuts. It was bing, bang, bop, beep, all the time. It was going off nonstop. Like it just became another thing on me. And the Whoop doesn't have a screen. It doesn't bing, bang, boop, bop, none of that stuff, but it gives me data. And what I found is that each day I go in and do what's called a journal, and I mark different things, like did I take creatine, did I drink any alcohol, did I take any caffeine, different things like that. Yeah, and you'll see when you get it, and you can customize it. And what I found was, for example, that alcohol I drank on Friday night with my friends, it killed my recovery and my energy level on Saturday. That red-eye flight I took, you know, to get home early, well, it killed my recovery and my energy level the next day. I might as well have just flown the next day. You know, if you can't measure recovery, you spend energy like you have unlimited credit. And for me, the Whoop, Oura Ring, there's some Apple Watch, you know, all these different Fitbit, Bitbit, whatever it is, you know, some Chinese version, I'm sure. You know, they give you a daily scorecard. And I look at it every day. For me, I'm looking at my sleep efficiency, my recovery, and my stress strain level. Those are the three main things I'm looking at each day. And that's it. You know, that's what I'm focused on right now from my Whoop. You know, and what is the highest lever I'm trying to pull right now? No supplements, no tracking, nothing outperforms sleep, period. Sleep protects your clinical judgment and your emotional control. The basics. Again, I want to be clear. I'm trying. I'm not great at this, but I'm trying and I'm seeing results. I'm not seeing a full result because I'm not doing it well enough, but it takes time to undo 50 years of bad habits. The basics. I like to have a cool room. I try to keep it darker. I'm working on that. You know, for me, the caffeine cutoff is pretty easy. You know, I don't do caffeine. The one that's hard for me that I really struggled at is the phone and the screens and all of those. I got to get it away from my nightstand or worse, under my pillow. I got to put my phone in the bathroom so I'm not even emotionally tempted, because I wake up in the middle of the night and I'll play on my phone for 20, 30 minutes. And this, I don't know what all it does biologically too, but it kills your sleep efficiency. And the big one, and we've talked about this, we teach it at 3D Dentists. If you snore, get screened for apnea, get a CPAP, get a dental device, do something. We tell our patients to do it, but have you done it? You know, here's what I'm learning. Supplements on top of bad sleep is just expensive optimism. But I'm taking supplements and I'm getting results, but my blood work isn't showing it, but my sleep is showing why. Because if you're not getting good sleep, you're not regenerating, you're not releasing the hormones, you're not regenerating your body. It's just crystal clear. 50 isn't the end. It's the beginning. If you are healthy, 25 years of scars equals data. Find one move that replaces 10 grind moves. This is wisdom. You know, are you overwhelmed by insurance? Consider dropping a PPO. Do you have too many patients? Consider dropping a PPO. Consider raising your fees. Are you overworked at the office, don't have a leader? Consider getting an office leader. Do you have people that aren't working well for you? Consider having honest, difficult conversations. Do you feel like your day is just running you crazy? Put in a schedule, put in priority schedule. All the things we know what we teach works, but it doesn't work if the leader is depleted. Use your wisdom to protect your biology. That's what we do when we get into our 40s and 50s and beyond. You learn to work smarter, not harder. And it's a different level of working smarter, not harder, when you get to a certain age. So what's our Monday morning plan? I want you this week, I want you to rate your energy on a 1 to 10 scale at morning, at lunch, and at the end of your workday. Each day, remove one drain. What is killing you? Stop doing it. If it's a pain in the butt patient, stop. If it's letting your team work in an emergency, stop. If it's, hey, that whole working in a patient because I want to make the money, stop. Because you'll make it up. I promise you, I'm seeing it. You will make it up. Add one fuel. What do I mean by that? Sleep. Like, fix your sleep. Increase your protein. Look at your supplements. Add one fuel. So your Monday morning plan, rate your energy. Each day, remove one drain. Add a fuel to your system. Look, if this episode resonated, if you're feeling the trials and difficulties of private practice in 2025 and 26, it's not going to get easier. It's going to get better for sure, but it's not going to get easier. If you're my age, if you're 40 plus, if you're feeling burnout, join 3D Dentist. Our community, go in the app store. It's free. Our mastermind, it's amazing. I promise you, it's amazing. The mastermind is a community of like-minded, growth-oriented individuals who are committed to winning and winning big. But if your health isn't great, if you're not in the right place, you'll get less results from the mastermind. We know the concepts work, but you need the energy. Join the mastermind. Let us help you get your energy. We're not doctors. We're not medical doctors, but you'll be around people and you'll see others doing it. And then help me out. If this resonated with you, send me a direct message, email me, text me, get on our community, and let me know where you're at. What is your biggest biological leak? Remember, we aren't giving up. We're getting wiser. Here's to more years ahead beyond 50 and signing out to you from Studio 3D for the year 2025. Let's make 2026 our best year ever.